Kelly, Ben Racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Yes, welcome to the Dogcast, brought to you by Greyhound Racing SA. I'll be your host, Tim Edwards, joined here again by Greyhound Racing SA's racing manager, Sean Matheson. How are you, Sean?
Yeah, terrific. Thanks, Tim. Really looking forward to the show today. We've got a lot of exciting things to talk about, and the racing it's been heating up over the last few weeks, and it just rises to a new level this Thursday as we head towards the Adelaide Cup in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, we had a bit of an entree last week. We had the running of the Oaks and the Derby finals last Thursday night. It was a windy old night last Thursday night too, so it played havoc in some of the races that I saw. It was the entree, though. Of course, we're going to preview the TAB SA Match Race Series this Thursday night at Angle Park. We're also going to have a chat to Tim Aloisi, who's got Zipping Zabo in the Match Race Series on Thursday night. Of course, Tim recently winning the Mount Gambier Cup with Sunset Milo. So that's all coming up on this week's edition of the Dogcast.
The Week in Review.
Yeah, the Week in Review, as always, here on the Dogcast, is brought to us by Fresh Pet Food Co., proud suppliers of fresh pet food for the Gap SA Greyhounds for the duration of their foster care and the first week of their adoption. And they're based right here in South Australia. Jump on the website to type in Fresh Pet Food Co., all one word, .com.au for more information. We thank them for their sponsorship here on the Dogcast. Rightio, let's review last week, Sean. As I said, last Thursday night was a really windy night. We had some really strong winds during the day, which played a bit of havoc during the races during the night. Of course, we had the Derby and the Oaks finals last Thursday. Before we touch on those two feature races, it was great to see Sir Truculent back in action, Sean, and just getting up in the last stride. He certainly kept favourite punters wanting.
Yeah, he kept everyone interesting right to the last minute, but class prevailed. Mr. Keary in that race really set a good speed out in front, and it took everything of Sir Truculent to get her on the line. But it was great to see him back in form. They ran 43.10, which is a good time. Mm. We know Sir Truculent can go sub 43 on a regular basis. So great for the fans of this greyhound. He's in again on Thursday night. So Wally will be hoping it's back to normal where he's expecting that check every Thursday night. And Tim, of course, you'll be calling this Thursday night. So I'm no doubt he'll be you'll be getting him home, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. And I think what we've worked out over the last couple of weeks is he's definitely a 700 dog now. I think the 600s, he's performed well. Of course, he won the Shane McQueen. But he is just taking that bit longer to warm up. So the 700 is right up his alley. And, yeah, he will be hard to beat there on Thursday night. We saw Shadow Miss return after having a couple of trials over in New South Wales. Ran some quick time as well last Thursday, Sean.
Yeah, unbelievable. Went 29.29 on, as you mentioned, about how windy it was. There was such a strong headwind in the back straight. Gave him assistance on the way home, but he made a lot of time down the back straight. 440, 16.68 to the back is absolutely flying. 29.29. Isn't it great to see him back in SA? No doubt, as we've been speaking about, plenty of big decisions to come, but we just love seeing these sort of dogs run around and compete. Certainly no effects from going to New South Wales. Probably was spurred him on a little bit, and he ran unbelievable time. Zipping Ted in that race, Tim. Geez, he's going well as well. He ran second, 29.66. And Sunset Milo ran third. Unfortunately, Sunset Milo, we'll talk to Tim later, just had a bit of an injury on trialling on the weekend and didn't come up for the Match Race Series. I'm sure Tim will tell us how he's going for the Adelaide Cup Series. But yeah, the open class racing of late has been fantastic.
Well, 29.29, that's going. He cops another race on Thursday night. It's a match race. We're going to get a bit of wind on Thursday again, so I'm just wondering what sort of time this greyhound can get down to, because that is sharp, 29.29. He is improving all the time, and he deserves to be favourite for this race, and he's probably got one danger, I think, when we talk about the preview later on, but it'll be wonderful to see him win the Match Race Series, and then the pressure does come on, Lauren, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They've done everything right all the way through this, given the dog, the connections and themselves, every opportunity to make a value decision. I suppose it's not about making the right decision. I think they just don't want to make the wrong decision. The dog's actually probably making it harder for them, because he just keeps improving, running the times, putting himself up there. He's one of the most talked about greyhounds in Australia, which is fantastic for Lauren and Ryan. but also for the SA greyhound racing industry. It really puts us on the map again. So we will wait from Thursday night and then see what happens in the coming days and week after that as to which way they go.
Yeah, big decisions for the Harris Kennel. Let's look back at the Oaks on Thursday night, the Coffex Coffee Oaks. The result was as such, Funambulist winning the event for Jane McNichol. Lobbed in a very handy spot, was able to run them down. Sally Noggin, she ran second. Terrific run by her. We'll talk about her shortly. Invincibility ran third for Adam Manton. And Marley Jay, who speared out of the lids to lead. She got awfully tired. She was a bit wayward around the home bend as well. She finished back in fourth position. My girl Kizzy, zero luck for her, Sean. She made the final. We sat here last week and we discussed her and said she deserved to be favourite, but there was a risk with her and she sort of missed the kick and then she copped some bother and on a windy night it was going to be hard for her to win. But full credit to Jane McNichol. Great to see Jane get a winner, a feature winner, and Funambulist is going great guns.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, we spoke about it. It was such an even group of bitches there that took on the SA Oaks final last week. And lucky running played a part, no doubt. But full credit to Funambulist. Showed good gate speed, was able to race up and around them. Marley J led them up, as you mentioned, and Funambulist was able to run her down. Funambulist for Jane McNichol, that was she's won the Oaks on two other occasions, and her first time she won it was about 37 years ago.
Wow.
So that's a real credit to her. Longevity in the industry. But that's a long time between feature race wins. That's the third win. Funambulist, she's got a really good team around her as well, Jane. A lot of those dogs go well. Fly for Tricks goes really well, yeah, which was in the Derby final. So a full credit to the team there, SA bred, SA owned, just getting the job done. And as you mentioned, Sally Noggin for Ray Fewings.
Unbelievable.
Was going to cause the big upset at $34. Yeah. And obviously Invincibility as well, like for Adam Manton, they've just taken over the training of that dog. $51 ran third. So great training performances.
It was a messy race. Sally Noggin, she improved, well, big time, Sean. And I only go back a few weeks ago and she was getting beaten down the straight at Murray Bridge. So for her to take that next step, Ray Fewings is a great trainer, as we all know, of a greyhound, and he's been able to get her up to nearly winning an Oaks and just failing short behind Funambulist. But it was messy. Webleck, Well, My Girl, Kizzy, two of the big guns, they found bother. But that's what can happen in feature races. You get a windy night, you get a bit of rain around, and these sort of things can happen. But Funambulist deserve the win, I think there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Group 3 racing, you know, when you get to the top end in these sorts of races, there's a little bit of luck involved, absolutely. They're so even and they're so good. So, unfortunately, My Girl Kizzy, she deserved her favouritism, found trouble. We flagged that a little bit. But full credit to the greyhounds. I mean, it's a lot of hard work that gets them to this point. And we look forward to see what they do in the future.
Yeah, Funambulist ran 30-19, winning the SA Oaks, the SA Derby. Well, this was a much talked about event. Major, we sat here last week. We both predicted he would be very hard to beat. He got the money, Major. He's going great guns at the moment. He sort of pushed his way into the clear at the top of the straight. Yatesy in the call said he was trying to get a run. Well, in the end, it didn't matter. He pushed his way through and won the event. He was able to run 29.93. He's always been a good dog, Major, and no doubt they're going to target the Adelaide Cup heats with him. Exhilarating was very good for Ben Rawlings. We both sat here and thought he would be the leader. That was the case. Kurong Nugget went okay, a little bit disappointing. Classic McLaren finished in fourth. You talked about Fly for Tricks. He finished back in third last position. Woodside Zulu for Graham Smith, who we had on the show last week. He ran well. He finished off pretty well at the end of the race, but as Graham predicted, he was going to need a bit of luck from the box as well. But all credit goes to Major. Troy Murray's got this greyhound flying, Sean.
He does. And I reckon Major's gone to the next level.
Yep.
He's a not just a speed dog. We know he can run time, and he is a good race dog. But the way he manoeuvred his way through that a strong Group 3 Derby field, he wasn't away as brilliant. There was a lot of speed in the race, so he went away okay. He got checked on the first turn, ran a bit wide, but into the back straight, he got himself into a position that some other dogs might have just found their way out the back because he was in between runners, but he pushed hard, he found his way onto the rail, and then, turning for home, Brendan Yates, great call by him. He didn't really need any luck, he made his own luck. He just pushed through, he's a big dog, he pushed through, but geez, his race sense is fantastic. And so I think he's got pure speed, but again, he's a really good race dog. He knows what to do in a field. He was a terrific run, exhilarating for Ben Rawlings, as you mentioned. Really high speed dog, 4:33 to the first to the winning post. That's flying. Coorong Nugget. I thought he was going to get the run that Major got a few seconds later, but Coorong Nugget didn't take the run. He wanted then to come to the outside, so probably a little bit of an excuse there. But he didn't want to take that run at the time. He preferred to come to the outside. Probably cost him. Major still probably pushes hard and wins anyway.
Yeah.
Zulu, as you spoke about with Graham Smith, he said he wanted to miss the kick a little bit, but he missed the kick a lot.
He did.
He still charged home. He's going to be a real dog for the future.
Good 600 dog, I reckon, too,
yeah,
Sean.
Absolutely. I think that's where he'll head. I think the final was a terrific addition for 2020 of the Derby, and all those greyhounds, credit to their connections and trainers, getting them there. And I've got no doubt they will go on, and some of them will be in the Adelaide Cup Series. I've got no doubt and perform very well.
Yeah, Coorong Nugget, I think he needs an outside box. I can't wait for the next race that he appears in, and if he draws deep, he's going to be hard to beat. Major, that's 2 weeks in a row that he's taken gaps. The week before, he was able to posse up behind the leaders and was able to squirt through along the inside and take the rails run when it was there to score. So he's going really well. And if I remember back going to the, I think it was the National Local Sprint Heats and Final, he was up there contesting it with Shadow Mist. So, you know, not saying he can go as quick as Shadow Mist, but if something were to go wrong with Shadow Mist in a final like an Adelaide Cup, Major is going to be certainly there to pounce. So that was the running of the Derby last Thursday night. And, of course, the Oaks. So congratulations to Troy Murray with Major and Jay McNichol with Funambulous. That has been the Week in Review. Thanks to Fresh Pet Food Co. Check them out online, freshpetfoodco.com.au.
Now the kids are all at school. I was wanting a fur baby to keep me company, but we're always away during school holidays. Then one of the school mums told me about GapSA's foster care program. Not kids! That ship has sailed. Adorable retired greyhounds. They give unconditional love without back chat or needing extra pocket money. Now I'm the one getting pocket money. Yep, Greyhound Adoption Program SA give me everything I need, including a weekly payment. It's only a 6-week commitment. Check it out, gapsa.org.au. Best thing I ever did.
The Preview.
All right, the preview this week is brought to us by SA Greyhound Tips Twitter feed. Jump on board, search at the Dogs SA and get on board. And as always, gamble responsibly. So check them out on Twitter. We move to this Thursday night, Sean. We've got the heats of, I should say, the match race, which is coming up this week. Before we touch on that, we did mention last week the Cup, the Adelaide Cup, which is coming up in October. Tickets need to be purchased before going to the track. How's that all going? Is people starting to dial in and get their tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free, but we need people to book.
Yep.
So it's travelling really well. We've got some restrictions on numbers, so we do need people to book. Ticket sales are going excellent. So we're expecting a nice crowd. And again, following the guidelines of SA government, we know how many people are meant to be there. It's going well, and we'll put out the information if we're heading towards getting too many.
Yep.
But we'd encourage everyone to come along. It's going to be a fantastic
night.
All the normal stuff is still there, Tim, for the general public. They'll be able to, you know, kids rides, food vans, plenty of stuff to do, live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned upstairs, there's a restriction on upstairs. So we've sort of looked at being more of a participant night.
Yep.
They've gone a really tough year, the participants. So they've got seats up there and sponsors and all and the like. But yeah, I'd encourage everyone to come along Friday. It's a Friday night.
Yep. The 9th.
The 9th. Mm-hmm. It's a starter. Well, we're in school holidays.
Yes.
So no reason not to come along and have a good night.
Yeah, it should be a super night. And of course, we've got the heats coming up next week of the Adelaide Cup. Port Adelaide have made a final, Sean. So no doubt there'll be a lot of people there who are watching the Dogs on the heat night. There's no doubt going to be a TV dedicated to Port Adelaide playing on that Thursday night.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we love SA doing well, not just in the Greyhounds, but obviously on an AFL point of view. So there'll be a TV there. People will be able to see all the action. Hopefully Port Adelaide get through for those Port Adelaide supporters.
Yes.
Which I think, Tim, you are.
I am, of course, yep.
So, yeah, you'll be no doubt, as you're calling on the night, be looking at the footy and the Greyhounds.
Yeah, one eye will be on the races and one will be on the footy, let me tell you. All right, let's look at Thursday night's program. We've got a 10-race program Thursday night. We start at 6:37 local time. The match race is going to be race number 3. Before we touch on that, race 2, Sir Truculent goes around, gets box 1. Yep. Looks the winner. It's only a small field. Angry Trip looks the main danger, but he looks like he'll go back-to-back, Sir Truculent.
Yeah, you'd think so. He's got every opportunity there. You think Angry Trip will probably lead, and that'll be Sir Truculent. We'll have to chase him down. Angry Trip did beat Sir Truculent the last time they clashed, but I think Sir Truculent, is, as we mentioned, is working back to his very best form, so we would expect him to be winning.
Yeah, it's a good card there on Thursday night. Race 5 is an interesting race. We'll touch on that when we do our best bets. But also, we've got the last two races over 600 metres, and we see Long Gully Barney go around in race number 8. He no doubt will head towards the Adelaide Cup heats too.
Yeah, that's right. I think Paula Herndon, because we know Long Gully Barney's a very good speed dog, terrific out of the boxes, and would have done really well in the match race series, but I think she probably looked at giving him a hit out in a race rather than having perhaps a stronger dog trying to sit on Long Gully Barney.
Yep.
So getting to the Adelaide Cup series, that would be the target where she'd probably be expecting he'd be able to lead, maybe pinch a break, get through to the final and do the same thing in the final.
Yeah. Well, the TAB match race is race number 3. So this is the way the lineup goes. Number 1 is Oakvale Beauty. So she'll be racing head-to-head with Shadow Mist in the first race. Shadow Mist, of course, is number 2. Then we'll have Golden Knight v. Electra Theory, 3 versus 4. Then we'll have Alfieri, who's been a bit off his game. He's going to cop a pretty good dog here, Catch the Thief, who's drawn 6. And then Defy, who's been flying for Troy Murray, takes on Zipping Zabo for Tim Aloisi. So the reserves are Kipling and Mapunga Isla. We'll see Mapunga Isla in race 1. It's drawn the red. It should be winning. Fascinating series. Now, for people who don't understand how this works, we have 4 races. There are 2 dogs in each race. The quickest time overall wins the actual race. Okay,
yep.
So if Shadow Mist records 29-29 again, and Catch the Thief comes out in the third race and defeats Alfieri and runs 29-18, well, then overall, Catch the Thief is the winner of race 3. So when you're having your bets on this race, you can either bet head-to-head in these match races, Sean, or you can take an all-in bet and take the winner of the overall event, which is race number 3. Quinella's trifectas all apply.
Yep.
It's just a fascinating series. The box vision, I believe, is going to be super highlighted this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, Tim, it's a super interesting series and it's a really promotable event for us as a lead up to our Adelaide Cup series, having all these terrific chasers doing battle one out. We'll have the inside the boxes camera again, which we got great reviews for. The greyhounds will have specific dog rugs, different to the normal ones. There'll still be the normal, the red is the one dog, but something a little bit different. We'll have some vision down the back straight. We've looked at that. We think we can add an extra layer to the match race series. So we'll look to introduce that. And yeah, it's a really exciting series. We rated the dogs 1-8, and then we did 1v4, 2v3, 5v8, 6v7, like the AFL, effectively. And we came up with these matches and then placed the matches to suit vision. So the first match race, which is at 7:22, the Oakvale Beauty Shadow Mist, that's on Sky 1 and Sky 2. The Catch the Thief Alfieri is on Sky 1 and Sky 2, which is the third match race.
Yep.
The other two are just on Sky 2.
Okay.
So we've sort of put the more predominant greyhounds in the series on Sky 1 Vision. So that's going to be great for people. But we know Sky 2's free and sponsored by the TAB. And Sky Racing are right behind this series. So no doubt they'll give us some fantastic lead-ins, have the markets all up there, and it shapes as a really exciting series.
And the overall winner of this gets a golden ticket into the Adelaide Cup, as Hooked on Scotch did last year.
That's right. So the overall winner on time will book their spot in the Adelaide Cup final, Group 1 final on October 9. If they choose not to go, and that could be a decision if Shadow Mist happened to win, if they choose not to go, that's okay. They don't have to go. But then it won't go to the second dog. It'll just be all the other dogs have to go through the heat. So it's really the winner has that option. They don't have to go. But obviously, like, we would love whoever wins the match race series to be there on October 9.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So Shadow Mist takes on Oakvale Beauty. We expect Shadow Mist to win. Oakvale Beauty's a very good dog. She returns back to SA. But Shadow Miss should lead and win, you'd think.
Yeah, I think through the series, I think all the dogs have drawn where they want to. Oakvale Beauty, her record is outstanding from box one, so she's got the inside draw. Shadow Mist is drawn the outside. You think Shadow Mist would lead. I know Oakvale Beauty has trialled and been trialling quite well, and on times is not that far behind Shadow Mist in a couple of trials. But Shadow Mist is in unbelievable form. You'd expect him to lead, and it's a matter of what time he posts. I do think Oakvale Beauty will be a bit closer than what people expect. She's a quality greyhound.
She is.
She's made Group 2 Horsham Cup. She's made two Group 1 finals, the Pause of Thunder and the Melbourne Cup. She is high quality. So I expect her to be a lot closer than what people think, but I think Shadow Mist will run time and win.
Yep. Golden Knight takes on Lectra Theory. I think Golden Knight would probably have the advantage over Lectra Theory. He's been going great guns, Golden Knight.
He has. His last two runs over 600 and last start over 500, 29.56. No dog going better in the state than Golden Knight and wants an inside draw. Lectra Theory, however, has posted a 29.58. And for Nicole Price, this dog's heading towards 4 years of age. He hasn't raced any better.
No.
And if he can jump and he can come out in a 4.28, he can begin. So if he led, this shapes as a really good match race, but I think Golden Knight would just have the edge at the end.
Yeah, I think so as well. Nicole Price is doing a great job with her team as well. Alfieri will take on Catch the Thief. Alfieri's going to have to lift. We know the old Alfieri of 12 months ago would certainly be really competitive, but it's just hard to see Alfieri turning the tables here on Catch the Thief.
Well, I think this series is going to suit Alfieri. Take out all the other dogs in the race. He's only got one, and he's probably going to have to chase that one dog. And he wants an inside draw, and that's what he's got. He comes from the inside draw. I think we'll see the best of him on Thursday night. I think I'm hoping for Bill Wodarczyk and the connections that they get. He gets right back towards his best. He's a 29.39 dog. He won the E-Star back in April. He's suited by the series. Catch the Thief, though, is brilliant greyhound. Trialled here in 29.42 and was terrific in the Victorian Speedstar. So Catch the Thief will be in front. We hope Alfieri can recapture some of his best.
Yeah, okay. And the most interesting match race, Defy takes on Zipping Zabo. I don't think there's a great deal between these two. I think the markets went up and then it's changed a little bit, but I think Defy's racing really well. Zipping Zabo, we're not sure what we're going to get with her.
No, I think we'll probably speak to Tim about Zipping Zabo later in the show, but I would expect Zipping Zabo will go out with a pretty decent lead over Defy, and then Defy will chase Zipping Zabo down. So I reckon there'll be halfway through the race, there might be a big margin, but at the line, there might not be any margin. Zipping Zabo comes off the President's Cup at Horsham, so he's a high-speed dog, and Defy, a 600-metre specialist, is going to be suited by the series.
Yeah, yep. And what a credit to Troy Murray. His team's been flying. We've been saying this for the last couple of months now. He's having one of the best runs in his career as a greyhound trainer, and he's had some good dogs along the way. But his record strike rate form over the last two or three months has been impeccable, and he's got two making the match race there on Thursday night. So overall, I'm tipping Shadow Mist ahead of Catch the Thief. I do think that local knowledge will come into play. But if Catch the Thief happened to clear Alfieri, it's going to run some time. So Shadow Mist is going to put the time on the board to begin with, and then we'll all be waiting in anticipation once Catch the Thief takes its spot.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's gone ahead. There's 18 minutes between Shadow Mist going around and Catch the Thief going around. As you mentioned, the conditions are going to be a little bit indifferent tomorrow night. So Shadow Mist may get the best of the conditions, may get the worst of the conditions. We don't know. But I think on face value, Shadow Mist, track sense, is in ripping form. I'd be tipping Shadow Mist on top. Catch the Thief, I think, will be very, very close to whatever time Shadow Mist posts. And I'm tipping Oakvale Beauty, I think, can get into the minor money, and then Golden Knight for fourth for the overall. But I do think, as we touched on, the ones we spoke about should be winning their respective matches.
All right, what about best bets? Sean, what have you got for us this week? You gave us Rushes last week, and it got the money?
Yeah, got the money for Lisa Rasmussen, a really good run. I'm going to go away from Rushes this week, though. I'm going to tip race 4, number 2, Jack's Well, for Cameron Butcher. Very even race, probably one of the most even races on the card. He'll be $3-4, I think. Mm. He has won from box two 3 runs ago, breaking 30 seconds. I think he can push up and just sit third. I think an inside draw actually suits him, even though he's a dog who does like to get a little bit wide. So I think he'll push up, and I think he can run home over the top of them. A race for number 2, Jaxwell.
Yeah, I think he's doing it on raw ability at the moment, Jaxwell. He does a few things wrong in the race, but overall he's showing, I think, Cameron Butcher that he's a good dog on the way through. So I think he'll be hard to beat in that race as well. I'm actually tipping Hank the Hustler. He's drawn the pink, which I think will suit him. By the way, I've been watching him the last couple of weeks. He's been jumping really well and then running off on that first corner. So the fact that he's drawn the pink and he's got Tura Ziggy, who's probably not as quick out of the boxes over a 5.15 than what it is over the 600, he'll get that room to move. Now, there's probably more speed with Call Me Billy and Yarrandale inside him, but if he can just shift off on that first corner, we know he can run 29.79 around Angle Park, so I think he'll bounce back on Thursday night. I made him the best race 5, number 8.
Well, I think Hank the Hustler is one of the biggest run-home dogs in South Australia at the moment. Mm. He just needs that little bit of luck early. Just on Hank the Hustler, he was nominated for the Match Race Series. We had actually really good nominations. We had 18 nominations for it. We would have loved to have put some dogs in that would be really suited to it. I think Hank the Hustler would have been suited to a Match Race Series. But we did go the best 8 dogs. It would be hard to leave our open company dogs ahead of a dog that's just got to grade 5 company out of grade 6s. But I think Hank the Hustler can show his best on Thursday night from that wide draw.
Yep, we look forward to the big program there on Thursday night. That is the preview. That's all thanks to SA Greyhound Tips Twitter feed. Free tips for South Australian Metro Greyhound meetings. Search at the Dogs SA on Twitter and get on board. And as always, gamble responsibly.
The interview.
Yeah, the interview this week, of course, is focusing on the Match Race Series on Thursday night. And Tim Aloisi's got a runner in the Match Race. Of course, has Zipping Zabo taking its spot there on Thursday night. So we thought we'd have a chat to Tim. How are you, Tim, and welcome to the Dogcast.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Tim, first of all, your involvement in greyhound racing overall. We know you've been an owner, now a trainer, of course, but you've done that for many years. What got you involved in greyhound racing, Tim?
I probably got involved in the industry about 7-8 years ago. My uncle had some dogs and mucked around a bit with Alan Francis and come and watched a few dogs race and that. And then there was a stage in my life where I kind of, I was involved in a workplace accident and I was bedridden really for about 6 months and I needed something to probably get me through the lows in life, and somehow I got involved with buying a greyhound, and yeah, it's gone from there.
Yeah, Tim, that workplace incident that you talked about, I was reading a bit about that, quite shattering as well for you at that time of your life, and I'm guessing it would have played on your mind for a long time, and I'm guessing you're still dealing with it in some capacity.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, it'll be with me forever. I mean, I'm pretty lucky to be alive. I was, you know, no fault of my own, just at the wrong place at the wrong time, I suppose. A plumber was installing a gas oven and I was there on my builder doing my own thing. And, unfortunately, he'd done some wrong things and the building blew up and I'd stained, you know, nearly 30% burns to my body. And was off work for a year. I was put on a never-to-return-to-work. They said I'd never play footy, I'd never do this, I'd never do that, but I proved a lot wrong, and just over a year and 2-3 months later, I was back at work, and kind of life goes on, really.
Yeah, you proved them all wrong. Just on your football career, I was reading somewhere you kicked 100 goals in a season. That's a fair effort.
Yeah, I did. I've just a little small forward, and I was lucky enough to kick 100 at Bramah Lodge. I'd kicked a few 90s and never got to 100, but now I'm a husband, I suppose, and just enjoying the dogs.
you must have been a good footballer, Tim. To how close did you get to getting to the big time stuff?
I didn't start playing footy till I was 17, so I was a late developer, I suppose. I just never took it up until 17, so I never really was close to, say, playing, you know, AFL or anything like that. Was always just a cut with my mates. I played Razzies at Glenelg for a game with Clint Alloway, teed that up, and done my groin, so that was that year was done. But yeah, it was just more a bit of fun on a Saturday with my mates, really.
Yeah, and training as a greyhound trainer, have been about 4 years now since you took up your training license?
Yeah, I took up my license about 4 years ago. Don't overly really bring many home. I did early on just a few that were struggling or that had a few issues. But yeah, I've never really taken the training side of it too serious.
Timmy's Entity was a good dog for you. Won your first ever race as a trainer.
He was an unbelievable dog. I mean, bought him. He's pretty cheap. I think we paid $7,000. And next minute, he's running 29:30 at Sandown, and we thought, "What do we got?" good friend of mine, Michael Barry, bred him, and yeah, we ended up buying him, and he was impressive. And then had a bit of a lapse, and I chatted to Darren Fisher at the time, and we discussed bringing him home, just giving him a few runs around Angle Park to get some confidence up. And then unfortunately, I think third or fourth start, he done a hook. So yeah, it was I suppose, the highs and lows of training. It was one or two on the roll and thought it was pretty easy and love and life. And then next minute, the lows, which happen in this sport, which is a bit of a pain, but yeah, not much you can do.
How many greyhounds do you own these days? Tim, I know you've got a handful in work training. How many do you own?
Roughly around 20.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And who's been the best? Would Shimmer Breeze have been one of the best that you've had?
Oh, I mean, obviously money-wise, Rajasthan is our best financially what we've made off him. I couldn't really pinpoint the best. I mean, we've had some pretty good ones. Shimmer Breeze is definitely up there, and I've got a very soft spot for her and always will. Honcho Minnelli was a star for us and a really good dog week in, week out. So, yeah, I couldn't really pinpoint one, but probably them three or four.
Yeah, Honcho was a champ, wasn't he? And Shimmer Breeze, as you said, she won the Strath Cup in 2018. Of course, she ran runner-up in the SA Oaks and the Gawler Cup in the same year. So she was a wonderful greyhound, wasn't she, Shimmer Breeze?
Yeah, she was. She's currently in South Australia. We're just waiting for her to come on season, and she'll go to Barcia Bale, so hopefully she comes on soon.
Yeah, okay. And what about the Mount Gambier Cup victory only a couple of weeks ago now? That must have been a big thrill.
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously, bringing them home, Rob and Deb would have loved to have been there, and they have always gone up there the last few years. And early on in the year, we kind of had plans that we were going to go up there and we'd, you know, booked accommodation at the caravan park and was kind of a halfway catch up, and we're going to put all our dogs in. And then with the, you know, Corona stuff, it changed that, and we kind of thought, well, it won't happen. And then we got chatting again as it got a bit closer, and it was more of a last minute decision to bring a few home. And obviously I'm very thankful that Rob and Deb, you know, did trust me, because, you know, just a hobby trainer, and they're really good dogs, but they were all for it. They're great with stuff like that. At the end of the day, they understand that they're our dogs, and if that's what we wanted to do, we had their full support. So, I mean, that was good for me, because obviously you need everyone's support to be confident in what you're doing. So obviously I owe them a lot for that.
I was going to say, you must have been pretty wrapped in the Mount Gambier Cup midway down the back, because you had first and second Kipling as well up there with Sunset Milo. You couldn't really lose the race. Did the result go the way you thought it would?
Yes and no. I mean, the start was the key, and obviously Kipling jumping. I was a bit surprised he hung on a lot longer, and behind the boxes I thought Kipling had won. And Milo obviously just got on underneath him and just got there. So at the end of the day, going into any race, I know a lot of kind of message me and saying, oh, you've got the cup under wraps, but we're all in this crazy greyhound industry, and it doesn't matter if you got the favourite, if you've got, like, for me, I wasn't going there thinking we'd won the race. Or you're just hoping that your dogs get clear running and they can show you what they can do, which I was fortunate enough that that's what happened.
Yeah, Sunset Milo defeating Kipling. Now, Sunset Milo, what's happened with Sunset Milo? Are we expecting that greyhound to contest the Adelaide Cup heats?
Yeah, I trialled him on Sunday, give him a hand slip from the 388 boxes, and he went super. He went 1483, which I was told is the second fastest for the year. Yeah. But unfortunately, after the run, he fell on the follow-on lure.
Right.
He picked himself up and he looked fine, and I got him home, and he looked all right. But later that night, he just looked a bit proppy on the back leg. So I decided to pull my nom for the match race, which we were devastated, I suppose, because we believe match racing would have suit that dog.
And yeah.
Although I don't believe he could have beat Shadow Mist or Catch the Thief, I think he could have really pushed him and might have got within a couple, which would have been good to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had x-rays last night, and he has got a slight crack in the metatarsal, so unfortunately he'll be missing Adelaide Cup. He's probably out for 4 weeks, so bit of a bummer, but at the same time, you know, life's going to go on. I've got a couple other dogs now to really focus on for the Adelaide Cup, so I'm just relieved it's not a hock or anything like that, because when you see a bit of swelling around a hock, you do panic. So unfortunately he'll miss Adelaide Cup and Gawler Cup 50-50, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Gawler Cup. I thought that may be an option, because that's a couple of weeks later, isn't it, than the Adelaide Cup?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be touch and go. We're not going to push the dog. I mean, he's got a bright future. Sunset Milo, he's only 2.5, so I'll wait till I get some more detailed scans tomorrow as to whether I do rehab, he stays here. If he goes back home, we're not sure yet.
Okay. What about Zipping Zabo in the feature race on Thursday night? What can you tell us about her? How long has she been in your kennel?
Yep. Yeah, I'm very lucky. Rob Camilleri and Debbie Coleman and obviously Marty Hallinan have sent me down Zipping Zabo. I don't own her. They've just sent her down. She won the President's Cup, and she looks a real pacey, exciting greyhound. She's rocked up. She's in immaculate condition, and she's a lovely dog. She's settled in brilliant. She flew in Friday night, and I trialled her Sunday, and she went super. So pretty excited. For us, match racing probably doesn't suit the type of greyhound she is, because she's just got raw pace. And to the end of the 500, she's probably tiring a little bit. I mean, she run out 500, but I think she'd probably only be like a 13 dead run home type of bitch. So obviously kind of suits more of full field racing, but for us was probably the perfect preparation, just to give her a one versus one. It's more just a paid trial for us, and we're excited for the heats. But I wouldn't be riding her off. I think she can run some pretty fast splits that might surprise a few people.
Yeah, well, most of her form interstate in Victoria has been over that 400, sort of 450 mark. So as you said, she might, you know, be tiring the last little bit, but she'd want to have a good lead, because Defy, he's been running over the 600. We know he's a late closer. So this should be a really good race between these two.
Yeah, it will be. Probably not the ideal greyhound I'd really want, but at the same time, the positive for me is I think we definitely lead the race. So I think, you know, for me, it's more giving her another look. So she will lead, which is good. Well, I think she'll need to lead to the back by about five and a half. Because I think he'll be running home in about 12:65. So, it should be, I think it's probably going to be one of the more exciting match races of the night. And, I'll be riding her along on the home straight, I think, with Troy's dog flying home.
Yeah, no doubt. And the plan is, after this race, if she didn't win it, she would contest the Adelaide Cup heats. Is that where you're going with her?
Yeah, she'll contest the Adelaide Cup heats. That's our plan. And like I just said, I mean, match racing isn't ideal for your pacey, fast out dogs. It's more one versus one suiting the dogs that are come flying home and not finding any trouble in the field, but it's just the way we've decided to go with the match race, just to give her a look. It was either that or solo trial her on a Thursday in between races, so we opted to put her in the match race.
Well, Tim, just on another one of your dogs, you touched on Rajasthan, who's been a fantastic greyhound for you guys. Heading towards $400,000 in stake money. We saw him win again over 600 metres at Angle Park on Monday night. What's your plans with him? Because we're pretty excited as to where you go with him, because will he step up to the 700 and take on the truck, which would be really exciting in the couple of weeks? Or is he going to come back to the Adelaide Cup distance and go through that series? It's a really interesting one because he's in terrific form.
Yeah, it is. We're a little bit like he come home and he just wasn't showing much interest in his last few runs. I mean, he's nearly 4.5. So in Melbourne, he hadn't won for close to 4 months. That shows you how tough it is over there. But when you're free for all, you're racing, you know, the best week in, week out, and he just lacking that pace to go with him now. So we kind of, we bring him home and we didn't really have any expectations. We weren't sure if we were going to give him a few starts, retire him, but off the 34.76 run over the 600, I thought, okay, maybe the old boy's still got some run in his legs. So our plan now, it's changed. I mean, for us, it was just look for some easy racing, but now we probably are looking towards he'll hopefully get a run at Gawler on Sunday over 6:43 off 500, and then he'll head back to Angle Park on the Thursday and hopefully get a 600, and then we will give him a one-off run. I mean, I honestly think his 700 days are probably done because of the age and that. But the dog's showing us with 13.03 run homes over 600 that he will be good enough to go in a one-off race. So we will be looking to put him in the 700-metre cup coming up. We've also purchased a new dog that runs 700 that Damien Bates will be training. And he will go in that 7:31 race as well. So... it should be a nice little race, I think.
So that's the Premier's Cup on Adelaide Cup final night?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exciting, Tim, that we get these extra stayers with Sir Truculent and maybe a couple of others. So got that stayers race on Cup night is shaping to be fantastic.
Yeah, it should be good. Pretty excited. Rajasthan, you know, if he jumps, he will be getting tired. And I mean, Sir Truculent, it is the best star I've seen here for a long time. So both our dogs, Rajasthan and Hurricane Tears, are going to need to be out in front a fair way. But I mean, it should make for an exciting race with a couple out in front and the truck flying home. But yeah, hopefully they'll give him something to catch.
Yeah. All goes well for some exciting racing over the coming weeks. Tim, look, thanks for your time on the Dogcast. Best of luck with all your team, but particularly Zipping Szabo there in the match race on Thursday night. And best of luck there, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Aloisi, our guest here on the Dogcast. Sean, as I said, he's had an interesting life. He's got, I think he said about 20 greyhounds he owns, and he's got about 4 or 5 in work that he trains. He's obviously had that injury in his life with his work, and you know, to come back from something like that is, it takes a lot of good mindset, super strength. And for him to get back working a year after that happened is shows the sort of person he is.
I think, Tim, on the Dogcast, bringing these sorts of trainers and their stories to the wider industry, it's not just a name on a piece of paper who trains a dog and they have a bit of success. There's a long road to get there and adversity that they face and their personal journey. So it's been terrific to catch up with like Tim and Graham Smith last week, who have these sorts of stories. And, you just understand the dedication they have to the industry to keep going and after, due to some adversity.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's been another edition of the Dogcast. We're back on again next week. We'll be chatting about the result of this match race series. We're also going to be chatting about the heats of the Adelaide Cup. It's all starting to fire up here in South Australia. Thanks for your time. That's been another edition of the Dogcast. Thanks to Greyhound Racing SA.